within this Takana of Prisbo, which the Hillel made, they put a Tanai in it that only works if the Loiva has karka. The Loiva owns karka or he's renting karka. The understanding of that, there's multiple reasons why that's true. One is that they put it on standard loans, the person is only willing to lend money if the person who's receiving the money, the borrower, has assets to repay with, assets which cannot be hidden, cannot be destroyed. It's a real property. Karka has that advantage that it's around, it's not going anywhere, etc., as opposed to metaltalin, which you can't guarantee that. Or alternatively, this process that it's like as if it's collected already makes more sense within the context of karka. Karka never really physically transfers, but the rights to it transfer. So the power of bezin that's already, if they receive it already, it makes more sense by karka than by metaltalin. Whatever the reason is, there's a requirement that the loba has to own karka. So what about a situation where the loba does not own karka? Is there some way to write a principle under the circumstances? So there is. We can be mezaka the loiva with a piece of karka. The amount and size of karka is minimal. It has to be a small amount. So if the malva or the bezin is mezaka karka to the loiva through a third party, so Reuven lends Shimon money, Shimon owes Reuven money. So Shimon is the borrower. Shimon has no karka. Reuven does have karka. Reuven goes to Levi and says to Levi, "I want you to make a kinyan for Shimon for a piece of part of my land." So Reuven takes a small area of his land, a foot by a foot, let's say, and says, "I'm going to mark this foot by a foot to Shimon." And he gives Levi gives him a handkerchief, a suitor. Reuven accepts the suitor, and in return for receiving the handkerchief, Reuven is makta the karka to Shimon through the office of Levi acting as in Shimon's behalf. That's known as being mezaka l'adam shlava fonav. Even though Shimon is not here when you're writing the principal, a third party can be counted for him. So I can be makta to Shimon. Now the Shimon Levi. Levi was not made a shliach by Shimon. Shimon did not appoint Levi as a shliach. So how can Levi work on Shimon's behalf? That's a concept called skia in halacha. Since it's a benefit to receive something, I can act on somebody's behalf without the person appointing me. Automatically, I'm appointed by the Torah to receive it for him. So I have the power to act in his behalf. We'll call that shlichus. I have a power to do that. And that works. So the bezin can be mezaka karka to the loiva. Now, I don't want to give the loiva the karka forever. The karka has to remain in the hands of the loiva through the end of the Shemitah year. So he's mezaka to him from this point till the end of the Shemitah year, when the loan would have been. That's when the principle takes effect. It has to be effective until that point, or alternatively until the point where the loan is collected, and afterwards it reverts back to the malva or to the one who's mezaka the karka, the bezdin. So that works. Now you could argue that maybe it's not a benefit for him. So he acquires a piece of karka worth $10, $15, and therefore we're able to make a prisbal and we're forcing him to pay back the debt alone, which is worth $10,000. Maybe he shouldn't get karka, and this way the debt will be annulled and he saves $10,000. But we don't look at it like that. We look at it as two separate procedures, and this procedure, the idea of receiving karka, is beneficial. I can be marked on the karka to the loiva. The malva can be marked on the karka to the loiva through the third party. The third party is kind of for the loiva. The loiva now owns karka. The principle can be written and given. So the person is in a situation, if he knows that the borrower he's writing about has karka, this is not necessary. If he doesn't know that, a person should do the zikir process just in case. If a person is writing a principal because he's not sure who owes him money, then obviously the person would want to do the zikir process just in case. And with this, we cover the topic of principal. Before we go back to the Chayyadim, I want to talk about the halachas of Esregim, which are from Eretz Yisrael during the Shemitah year, and there are various halachas which are necessary to know about that. Some people get Esregim from Chutz Laretz, even though they normally get from Eretz Yisrael. They avoid that for the Shemitah year, but there is a way to get Esregim for a Shemitah year, but the person has to be aware of the halachas. Besom, we will cover that in the Shurim, and then we will go back to the regular limud of the Chayyadim. And meanwhile, have a good day, and have a ksiva v'ksima tovah.